Welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. I'm your host, Frances Fitikovic, and I'm on a mission to help the dreamers of the world take action and achieve their goals without having to sacrifice your family life or your sanity. I genuinely believe that great things come from simplicity, intentional living, and focusing on your true priorities in life, all while managing your mindset really well. In a nutshell, we all have one precious life to live, my friend. So let's spend our days in a way that fills us with a sense of fulfillment and joy rather than overwhelm, stress, and regret. And if this sounds like something that you want, you are definitely in the right place. Allow me to guide you down a path that leads to an intentional mindset, intentional time management, intentional goal setting and action taking, plus intentional parenting. This podcast, in conjunction with my courses, will show you a clear way, a clear path to make success in your life inevitable. And with that being said, let's dive on in. Hello and welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. This is your host, Frances Fitikovic, and today we're going to have a conversation about self-care. And I'm going to have you thinking about it in a way that you potentially never have before, because I know I've spoken a lot about self-care in the past. I have a product called Self-Care Isn't Selfish, and even still, I never approach it from this perspective. So let's start by just sharing with you the definition of self-care. It's a practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress. Okay, so we all know that self-care is important. I feel like that we've all had that drummed into us, the importance of making sure that our needs are met. But only when I was away, so I have just come back from a 5-day trip with my family, and that was where I had this light bulb moment that I'm going to share with you. Okay, it's like changed the way that I think about self-care. What I noticed while I was away is that I spent a lot of time taking care of my family. I was literally making sure, you know, like, is everyone taken care of well? Like, I'd go to my son and say, is anything else that you need? Making sure that he's comfortable, making sure that he's well fed. And I realized that I was always doing that for others. Making sure that their needs are met, making sure that they are cared for. And you know how fantastic that feeling of being cared for feels. Like, probably when you were a kid, your parents like tucked you into bed. They made sure that you, you know, had beautiful meals. Hopefully that was the case for you. And they really like try to make your life feel easier, feel more comfortable. And then when I was away, I realized, my gosh, like, I'm doing this for everyone else. I'm taking such great care of all my family, friends, and the people in my life. But I realized, and this is almost like sad to say, but I don't think that anyone takes care of me in the way that I take care of them. And I don't know whether it's like a gender role thing, like as moms, as women, we're sort of like raised from a young age to be really nurturing, really caring, really kind, really compassionate. I mean, that is like what is sort of like told to us. Like, we take care of others. We take care of our kids. Like, we mother them. And as I probably like reflect back on my 20 or so years of parenting, like almost 20 years, that has probably been my sole focus, making sure that my kids are happy, making sure that they're well fed, making sure that they're comfortable and safe and so forth. Like, I would say 100% that they feel really cared for in life. They feel really loved. But here's like, it's almost like the sticky bit, the thing that I was like starting to think about. How often can I say that that is true for me too? Like, I know that I am loved, of course, like I can feel it from my family members, but how often do I feel truly, truly taken care of? How often does someone say to me, just sit down, like, don't worry, we'll take care of it. And if you have a husband or a partner that does exactly that for you, and you have kids who like spoil you with taking things off your plate, like, you are very, very lucky. But there's plenty of women, and I know myself included, that I'm too busy saying, no, it's okay. Like, I've got it covered. I can do it all. But when you are too busy doing it all, then everyone else is sitting back and, you know, enjoying fruits of your labor, the fruits of you like showing up like a martyr and making sure that everyone else is happy before you even begin to look at your needs. And I know, like, just for an example, I'm pretty sure that it's like it happens almost every single time that we have a big event when we're hosting, let's just say Easter or Christmas or a big birthday celebration at my house. I make sure that everyone else has like got themselves sorted, they've all showered, they've all gotten dressed, and then myself at the very last minute, I realized like I look like a total mess. I wait until the last minute to jump into the shower to take care of my own needs. And so I often like am spending that last 15 or half an hour feeling really stressed because I put myself last. I put my needs last, making sure that everyone else was cared for first. And the light bulb moment that I want to refer to here when it comes to this conversation of self-care is that I understood, like, I have a feeling that so many of us in the past have thought, well, self-care is almost like a bonus that we can add to our life. It's like a luxury that we're lucky to enjoy rather than it being a necessity to feel cared for, to be taken care of. And what I'm starting to realize that feeling of feeling cared for is fantastic. Okay, like, we shower that feeling and make sure that everyone else feels really cared for, but we too, would benefit immensely from feeling cared for in our life. And let's just say that you are in a situation where it isn't going to come from someone else. Like, we've trained our little individuals, the people that are in our home, that we're always going to take care of them. Like, from past experience, like, we've been the caregivers, the caretakers. We've been the one who's making sure that they are always cared for. And there could be something in you that feels called to continue to do that. And that's totally fine. Like, I know by nature that I'm a nurturer. I'm a giver. I like doing it. But if you keep on giving and giving and giving and caring and caring and caring for everyone else and putting yourself last, I felt that little twinge of resentment. Like, when I was away on holidays, I'm on holidays, I'm on a break, I deserve to feel cared for too. And like I said before, if someone else isn't going to do it for you, if they haven't yet learnt the importance or how to do that for you, if you've never even mentioned to them, like, the fact that you want to feel cared for too, that it's important to you, like, you got to vocalize that. Like, that's something that I did when I was away. It's like, hey, hang on, I want to feel cared for too. Like, I said those words out loud for the first time ever, I realized that it was missing. And this has taken me like close to 50 years on earth to have it truly hit home, like, the importance of having that feeling, like, feeling cared for. And that's what self-care is. Self-care is when you are taking care of your needs. You are making sure that you feel loved and nurtured and relaxed and just truly, like, cared for. Like, there's no other way to say it. It's when someone is taking care of you. And if you aren't in a position where someone is willing or able or even understands the importance of doing that for you, you need to be doing it for yourself. So I think it's really important that I don't want you to sit there and, you know, be fuming about the fact that for so many years you've taken care of the people in your life, the people in your family, and you've made sure that their needs are all taken care of. And hang on, like, you're realizing for the first time that it's never been reciprocated. Chances are, like, we're as much to blame as they are because we never told them that it was important. We never explained to them, like, explicitly the importance of us making sure that our own needs are met. And this is where we have to, like, demonstrate, practice what we preach. Like, if we're going to talk about self-care being important and the value of feeling cared for, you need to be willing and able to do it for yourself. And that is why from here on, I'm never, ever going to look at self-care as a luxury. I already know logically in my head that it has never been a luxury. It's been important, but I didn't truly understand the, like, the deepness of that need that we all have as humans, because feeling cared for is fantastic. And if no one else is going to do it for you, you can always do it for yourself. And not just because you deserve it, because of course, like, you do deserve to be taken care of, but because there are so many benefits that come from those self-care activities. When you take care of yourself, like, truly do, like, you're nourishing your soul, your body is getting the break that it needs. And so too is your brain. Like, it's getting a chance to unwind. And you already know when you feel rested mentally and physically, the way that you show up in life is completely different. And so, my friend, like, if you noticed, if you've ever noticed, just like I did while I was away, just how much time we devote to making sure that everyone else's needs are met, please never, ever underestimate the importance of taking care of your own, okay? Because self-care feels amazing. And I want you to just think of, like, all those little activities that you can do to nourish your soul, to be the equivalent of, like, being a child tucked into bed, someone, like, tucking the blankets around your little chin and making sure that you feel comfortable and safe. Like, that's the same feeling that you're going to get every time you sit down to take care of yourself. If everyone else in your family is enjoying the benefits of being taken care of, make sure that you are taking care of yourself too. Because otherwise, it's like being a fabulous chef that is preparing the most amazing meal for everyone to enjoy in your family, and then you never getting a bite, like, you never sitting down to enjoy that meal with them. Okay, you're just as worthy of being on the table. I mean, I know it's so obvious, but of course, you're going to sit down at the table and you're going to enjoy that meal, and you get to sit down and enjoy the benefits of self-care activities. Make it your number one priority to make sure that you stay physically and mentally well-rested and healthy, my friend. That's it for today's episode. Take care, and I will catch you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the Inspiring Life podcast. I really appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your life. If you'd like to stay in touch, please know that you can always find me on Instagram at InspiringMomLifeXO, or you can visit my website, InspiringMomLife.com, where you will find all my online courses that I have created to help you seriously uplevel your life in the simplest way possible. Now, just keep in mind that this podcast is not just about dreaming, it's also about doing, because to create true sustainable change, you need to be willing to do things differently, and that's what I'm here to support support you to do every single step along the way, my friend. Finally, if this podcast resonates with you at all and you appreciate the content, I'd absolutely love for you to show your support by leaving me a review. My one and only goal here is to help you wake up to the preciousness of life and to help you live your days with more intention and purpose. Now, if you have not yet grabbed your free bundle of gifts from me, you can do so over at inspiringmomlife.com/thank you. Once again, thank you so much. I've absolutely loved spending this time with you and I look forward to connecting with you again. I'm Frances Vidakovic and you've been listening to the Inspiring Life Podcast.